This episode of Voices of the Elephant is brought to you by GitHub. Looking for an interesting open source project to contribute to or use? Go to github.com/explore to discover all kinds of fascinating and useful projects, and github.com/trending to see what's most popular in the open source community.
Welcome to the Voices of the Elephant podcast. Each episode of Voices of the Elephant brings you an interview with a member of the PHP community. From project leaders to user group organizers, we talk to the people that are helping make the PHP community special. Hi, and welcome to another episode of Voices of the Elephant. We're here at Sunshine PHP 2015, and my guest is my friend, Mr. Chris Tankersley. Hi, Chris.
Hi, Cal.
Chris, we've been enjoying the conference here, and it's obviously very PHP-focused, but you do a lot with DevOps. Talk to us a little bit about what you do.
A lot of what I do is working with local developers and even with a lot of my contracting clients on setting up and maintaining their servers. Mm-hmm. And because I deal so much directly with their PHP applications, I end up working on both the applications and the servers that we maintain. So keeping a close relationship between what, you know, being able to provide what we need from a systems standpoint, mm-hmm. And knowing how our application works.
Okay. And since you see the other side of the problem, because most developers, we develop, you know. Mm-hmm. When we throw it over the wall to DevOps and it's their problem at that point, you know. the old adage, well, it works on my laptop. So
exactly.
What's the biggest problem you see coming over the wall?
The biggest problem I normally see is a lack of knowledge on how the servers and stuff actually work. Mm-hmm. So a lot of developers will not take into account how different types of servers interact. You know, so you may get developers that develop on a Windows machine, set their paths a specific way, mm-hmm. and then they throw it onto a Linux machine, and it no longer works.
Oh, yeah.
Vagrant and stuff has helped a lot with that, but, you know, virtual machines are still slightly different than what we actually deploy to.
Okay.
And different performance things you got to worry about. You know, I have a quad-core 20-gig machine at home, mm-hmm. which runs much faster than the 1 gig instance I deployed to on DigitalOcean. So I can get away with a lot more on my home machine than I can when I actually deploy it into production. So being able to take those things into account, you know, especially junior level developers don't think about those things when they're developing those applications.
My, how times have changed, because it used to be, you know, you wrote it and you said, well, it's going to operate faster on the server, so
exactly.
we don't have to worry about it.
Yes.
What advice would you give junior developers or developers that are having problems with this? What advice would you give them to make sure that their applications are DevOps friendly?
I think the first thing to do is to understand what your production environment is. Mm-hmm. So if you're on Windows and deploying to Linux, do look into things like Vagrant so that you're running in a Linux environment. Mm-hmm. If you are on OS X and deploying to Linux, understand how different tools work, similar but slightly different. Mm-hmm. And a lot of times it comes down to just knowing the environment that it's going to go into, no matter what it is.
That's good advice. And it's very good advice, but it's very difficult to take it from a man with a sausage on his head.
Yes.
You are wearing the official headgear of WorstCon.
Yes, I am also the ombudsman of WorstCon.
Yes, well, so. And you provided me with my honorary ticket for the next one,
yes,
should
I
it
did.
Ever
with,
happen. So.
Yes, but it will happen somewhere, someday.
And we've got a video of that somewhere floating around.
Yes.
But I was just tickled pink because I think I had DM'd you and said, hate all of you because my press pass for WorstCon was rejected with extreme prejudice, you know.
Which you never asked for, so the joke is on you. You now have to attend.
Yeah, now I've got to go. But tell us a little bit, because some people might not be, WorstCon is a lot of inside baseball for the community. Tell people about what WorstCon is.
WorstCon originally was going to be Jeremy McCullough and Matt Frost visiting a venue called Hot Dogs in Chicago, which was closing down.
Mm-hmm.
It's fairly cost prohibitive for a single person to fly from New York to Chicago to get a set of hot dogs. So it quickly ballooned into a road trip with Chuck Reeves and Daniel Cousineau. And then I tagged on along since I was en route. And then we picked up Phil Sturgeon from somewhere. And they drove 13 hours from New York to Chicago. I was only in the car for 4 of those hours from my hometown to Chicago. And we stayed in a hostel, and then we waited in line 8 hours for hot dogs.
Yeah, and you actually had a little mini conference right there.
We had a full conference. We had a mental health summit. We had a hackathon. We had we actually had sessions. I gave a talk on Git. It lasted about 5 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
We had a catered lunch provided by Chris Hartjes.
That was the funniest part of the whole thing. You're in line to a hot dog place, and you had a catered lunch of?
Pizza. We had it actually delivered to us in line of hot dogs. We were very happy that we were able to politely ask Chris Hartjes for money for lunch.
That was very nice of him.
Yes.
So, and I'm sure he took no end of pleasure in promoting that just wildly across the net.
Pleasure is probably not the word I would use, but.
Well, very good. Well, we're going to wrap this up, but I've got the same two questions to ask everybody. What's your local user group and what's the URL?
My local user group is technically Northwest Ohio PHP user group. We've been very slow since it's hard to get space. And what was your second question?
The URL.
The URL. It would be nwo-pug.com.
Okay. Well, Chris, I want to thank you for taking the time to be with us here today. And thank you for everything that you continually do to make the PHP community awesome.
And thank you for everything you do, Cal.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to Voices of the Elephant. Voices of the Elephant is copyright EICC Incorporated and released under a Creative Commons Attribution, No Derivatives, Share and Share Alike license. To nominate someone to be a guest on Voices of the Elephant, visit our website and click on the nominate link. The URL is voicesoftheelephant.com. Elephant is, of course, spelled ELEPHPANT.